For all of you ladies that were here over the weekend, I specifically want to talk to you, but I want to talk to everybody in general. Specifically for the ladies that were here in the conference, I want to talk to you about being filled up, good to go. That's the title, just a very simple few words from God's Word to encourage you about the experience that you've had here over the weekend, what it is, what is there for, and for you to understand why we have these amazing moments. Every time we come into the house of God, listen, every time we're in this house, Pastor Jim says it all the time, isn't it good to be in God's house? Yes. Amen. And it is, because every time God is here, He's Holy Spirit manifest here by drawing the people. And every time we see that God is doing miracles right in front of our eyes. And so, you know, when we come into His house and His presence is here, there's a reason why we come and we are filling up in the presence of God. Filling up with His goodness. Filling up with His love. All the things that He want to bless us with. And let me tell you, I know you ladies, you've been blessed this weekend. Amen? It's been good. There was an opportunity in Scripture. We see in Matthew, the 17th chapter, there was the story of where Jesus was transfigured right in front of Peter, James, and John on the mountain. And I can just imagine. Can you imagine being with Jesus up on that mountain? Can you just even for a moment just imagine what it was like? Here they went up the mountain with Jesus, and all of a sudden here appears Moses. They've always just heard about this guy, and here he is right in front of their eyes. And Elijah, whoa! But then the cherry on the cake, Jesus Himself, He started to glow. I mean, He was just transformed right in front of their very eyes. And it was as the glory of God that was on the inside of Him started leaking through this flesh that He was trapped inside of, you know. The glory of God just started oozing out of Him. And whoa, what a moment. I think those guys were just absolutely blown away. You see, there's something sometimes that's lost when we come into the presence of God and we forget how to recognize the presence of the Lord. That's why we have to remind you all the time. Every time that people come out here, that's God that's moving. It's not any of the pastors. It's not what we do. That's God that is doing that. Amen? All the goodness that's on display all over this house. When we feed people, where do you think all the food comes in? You think it's just, you know, coming in through people sending it here? Listen, God is the one bringing it in. That's the work of the Lord. Amen? And everything that we do here that puts on display the goodness of God, we need to understand it's God. And we need to be in awe. And we need to thank God for what He's doing. Listen to what happens here in Matthew 17, verse 4. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good. Everybody say, it is good. It is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. I tell you, it is good to be in the presence of the Lord. There is just no ifs, buts, or anything about it. It is great. But as a Christian, you also know that if you've been a Christian for a while, you know that, you know, you cannot stay on the mountain, right? You have to also go down the mountain again. Jesus didn't stay there. He didn't do what they asked Him to do for them to build these three huts so they can stay. No, He said, no, we're going to go. Going down there again because we have a job to do. Hello. And so when you're in the presence of God and when you come into the house of the Lord and you get filled up, there's a reason why you get filled up. God has a desire for you to go and do something, right? There are ups and downs, you see. In any walk as a Christian, you'll find that when you follow God, everything is not always perfect. I mean, you're not always on the mountain. I mean, it's throughout Scripture. Look at the life of Daniel, for instance. One moment, Daniel was just a wonderful God, an amazing God, just serving the Lord. I mean, he was very faithful and put in a position of power. Next minute, he's faithful. Next minute, he finds himself in a den of lions, you know. And there he's down in the den of lions. But thank God, they didn't eat him. Was that a up or a down? That was up, right? Look at Jonah. Jonah, he ran from God. Was that up or down? That was a down. That was not good, right? And then he gets swallowed by the fish. That's very down. Hello. But then he gets vomited out of the mouth of the fish. What's that? That's up again, you see. There's only two ways out of a fish, and I think that was the preferred way. Hello. You hear what I'm saying? Okay, so life have ups and downs. All of us, we go through ups and downs, even as somebody that follow God. Look at Jesus. Jesus, one moment he gets baptized, and heaven opens up, and the Father himself speaks from heaven, says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Next minute, out in the wilderness, going through a rough time, being tempted, you know? So then he gets out of the wilderness. Now he's doing miracles. That's an up, right? He's just doing wonderful, marvelous things for God. And next minute, they put him on the cross, down again. But praise God, he was resurrected. Hallelujah. And so listen, in your walk with God, there'll be all kinds of moments. But all the time, we need to know that God is with us. He is there with us. And we need to learn from the times that we're in his presence, why we're in his presence and what we need to do with that. Amen? So just very quickly, reasons why we're filled up. And I'm going to make it very simple for you tonight. Number one, we're filled up so we can give out. Hello? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We're filled up so we can give out. You see, I tell the new members class, when I teach the new members class all the time, if you want to be healthy as a Christian, you need to learn to have a giving heart. You know, when we start talking about giving, people always just think about money. It's not just about money. We're talking about your heart. Unless you learn as a Christian to have a giving heart, you'll never be healthy. You'll never be a healthy Christian. I use the illustration of the Dead Sea. You know the Dead Sea, right? In Israel, how many of you know about the Dead Sea? Fresh water flow into that sea. But you know what? Nothing lives in that sea. It's dead. Why? Because nothing flows out. Even though wonderful fresh water flow in, because nothing flows out, everything's just dead. And it's the same with us as Christians. When you are just always coming, receive, 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 but you never go to give out, you're going to just die on the inside. God wants you to be healthy. He wants you to be alive. He wants you to thrive as a Christian. Amen? And so anytime we come together and we have a mountain experience, or anytime we come together in the house of the Lord, He's here to fill you up tonight. Amen? But there's a reason for that. And that reason is that we can go and we can give out. Listen to what the Word says for us very clearly. Paul talks to us about this in Acts 20. He says, I've shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now listen, all of you that came to the conference, wasn't great to receive? Did you receive many blessings when you came? Oh, you guys are really quiet tonight. I said, were you blessed when you came? Now let me tell you, the word says, if you really want to be blessed, don't hold it to yourself. If you really want to be blessed, you take and you go give what you've received. It is more, everybody say more. It is more blessed to give than to receive. So listen, hear from me tonight. God blessed you with such a message of such amazing grace. He blessed you. You know what grace is. Remember, right? What is grace? Oh, okay, there's about five of you that knows that. Come on, let's all try it. What is grace? God's sovereign divine ability to get the job done on my behalf when I can't do it. I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. And that is really something that many of the world out there, they don't know anything about that. All they know is right now, they're going through a rough time. All they know, they don't know where to go. They don't have any hope. They have nothing. But you've received something. You've received the good news of the gospel inside of your heart. And you have something to share. You have a testimony. Amen? Yes, don't hide it under a bushel like the Bible says, right? That's actually my second point because I need to close. To shine the light. You get, you receive, you filled up to shine the light. Matthew 5 says, you are the light of the world. Amen? And we need to shine that light. Listen, every time that we're blessed, we receive something on the inside that will bless somebody out there. When you're filled up with the love of God, when God pours out in your heart His peace, His joy. There's a lot of turmoil out there. Who's going to help them to be drawn to the Lord? God wants us to do it. Amen? I want to show you this picture very clearly. I asked my wife to bring a little aerosol can here. You see, when you have something on the inside of you, life stinks out there. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
As a Christian, you have something on the inside that smells good. And when you are in an environment where it just stinks, listen, you have something on the inside. All you need to do, and you see, some of you still think, oh, well, I'll just make it stink even more. That's not what you're called to do. You're called to be a blessing. You're called to lift people up. You're called to shine the light. You're called to tell people about the love of God. Don't hide the blessings that you have received in this house. Every time you receive such blessings, don't hide it. Let it come out. Listen, every time we come together, we say our mission statement is what? That shall be saved. How is it going to get saved? By you just coming and sitting in church every time? No, no, no. Come on, we have to get out there. We need to bring them in. How are they going to get in if you don't invite them? Hey, remember, we have to go. Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore. Don't stay. Go. Share. Bring them in so that they can get saved also. Amen? Amen. You get something from the Lord tonight? We're going to pray.